congrats on the signing. Iowa Western, that school, I take it you have a chance to get a visit in and check out what that program's all about.
Yeah, when I did take my visit there, I've been looking for a lot of other schools and stuff. Just one put the right fit for me. And I originally wasn't even going to go to Iowa Western, but their coach actually coached me at Heartland Wrestling Duels at Council Bluffs, Iowa. So I figured since I was already in Council Bluffs, I might as well go check Iowa Western out. And since it's a community college, it's already pretty cheap, but for the facilities and the resources they provide, definitely a no-brainer for me, as it's also very cheap.
And that one contact you said with the coach, kind of that's kind of a cool thing. You already know the coach there.
Yep. His name is Coleman Mink. He's a four-time state champ in Nebraska for Omaha Scott. But, yeah, he's a super cool dude.
Were there other schools were involved? You had your eyes on a few others.
Yeah, I was looking at like Chagrin State, Midland University, Concordia, some D3 schools in Iowa. You know, Grandview University, which is an NAIA and also in Iowa. Kind of what I looked back at, and now I was looking at a lot of Iowa schools, but a lot of them were NAIA, D3, and some.
But still, this is going to be ideal fit for you academically. What are you going to be studying there?
Right now, I'm planning on studying either business administration or management. I've applied there for business administration, but I might switch over to business management, which is almost the same thing, but just a little bit different in some areas.
What a senior season, Zach. Wow. I mean, getting to the state title, and gosh, as I'm talking with Coach, a 2-1 decision in the finals, the closest of margins. It was a battle. I mean, it could have went either way in that championship match, couldn't it?
Yeah, it kind of sucks, but, you know, I was just really happy that I got to represent my family, my coaches, my friends, my teammates, and I thought I represented his county pretty well.
And a phenomenal season. I'm almost, you know, pushing toward 50 wins, and it had to have been the season that you were kind of hoping for to be in that final senior season. It turned out pretty good.
Yeah, it turned out very good, I would say.
And you had three others make the state as well, and three other medalists. This team was pretty good. And we know about Thomas Reese's situation and the injury. That was a tough one, I'm sure, when he went down and not having him for the entire year. That was a kind of a blow to the team a little bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, this whole last season, before my junior year, I was thinking, wow, whenever we come back our senior year, it's going to be me, Thomas, Luis, we're going to be three state champions. And, you know, then Thomas gets hurt in football, Luis Coe doesn't make it to the finals, and then it kind of just left me. So it was kind of, you know, not a great thing, but, you know, I felt like I was able to, they were able to live through me through the finals, although I didn't win. You know, it was super cool in general.
You're almost done with high school, Zach. You kind of, the final days have got to be coming up here soon, aren't they?
Yep. I actually have 5 more days till graduation. Really only 3 more days, though, because I'm in track and I won't be in school for 2 days.
What a track season this group has had this year. I mean, it's been fun to be around, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a special thing when you're able to take a lot of the guys from high school and become state champions back-to-back and looking to do it in Class B this year.
Yep, it's going to be fun when we get a chance to see you up in Ogallala, that's for sure, here next week. I take it the summer months are coming up. You're going to be, I'm probably lifting, and you try to stay in shape, getting ready for the upcoming season, don't you?
Yep, yeah, I'm going to do a lot of training and stuff. Just want to make sure that I'm as prepared as I can be for this next level of college. You know, but I also want to make sure that I'm taking some couple weeks of break or whatever I need, because, you know, just finished my high school career, which really took me about 14 years to do, which is a lot of time for me. So I just want to make sure that I'm also relaxing, because this next, although my whole career, wrestling wasn't really an option, but, you know, college wrestling is truly, truly a matter of how much you love the game. So, I love wrestling, but I also want to make sure that I'm taking a good rest and break whatever I needed throughout the summer.
Finally, Zach, what have the Iowa Western coaches told you? Well, you have a chance to get in there. You can compete right away. They have a lot of the heavyweights back, coming back for this team next year.
Well, I haven't talked to my coach as much as far as starting, but what I do know is that my coach has been recruiting some hammers for our next season, and I think Iowa Western is going to be one of those top competitors, as they usually are. As far as competing and stuff, you know, the coach said the first year is mostly just to get adapted to the competition and all the difficulties they have. But, you know, if I want to retreat, that would be something up to me. But, you know, I just have to make sure that I'm working hard enough to earn that varsity spot instead of just getting it handed to me because there's no heavyweights